Many Zimbabweans have condemned last month's killing of Siso the Lion by American tourist Walter James Palmer outside the Wange National Park, but they were quick to urge the Harare administration not to divert the people's minds from pressing bread and butter issues. One such person is Clopas Mutau, who says Siso the Lion was a source of revenue for the country's tourism sector.
The Siso Lion issue is major challenge to whoever comes in here as a tourist. In tourism sector, we've seen an area that it has been an image which has been tarnished.
However, Mutau said the name Cecil reminds him of Cecil John Rhodes, who led the colonization of Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe.
Now it becomes very confusing that we cannot have that name labeled under an animal.
Leader of the MDCT Youth Assembly, Happy Mochidziva, tells Studio 7 that Zimbabwean authorities should not waste time seeking Palmer's extradition, but should focus more on promoting human rights in the country, especially with activists like Itai Dzamara still being unaccounted for.
Siso the Lion, yes, it was killed. It's something that is pathetic. But however, it's not the main issue in Zimbabwe right now. The issue in Zimbabwe is the issue of human rights abuses. The issue of Itai Dzamara, who is missing, not the Siso the Lion. We expect the government that is led by His Excellency Robert Mugabe to stick to the issue of Itai Dzamara than to make noise about Siso the Lion. It's not a case as for now.
Chidziva's sentiments were echoed by another Harare resident, Kudzai Munemo.
I don't think it's really necessary for us to boggle our minds over such a petty little issue of a lion that's died. On a daily basis, people are losing their jobs. What has the government done about it? Nothing. They are actually helping in firing more people.
Trevor Ngube, chairman of Alpha Media Holdings, publishers of the Newsday and independent newspapers, declined an interview with CNN, saying he could not discuss the issue of the dead lion ahead of key economic and political issues that required urgent attention. Environment Minister Opam Chinguri Kashiri announced last week that Harare was in the process of seeking Palmer's extradition from the United States, but investigations carried out by Studio 7 today indicated that the state's house is not in order, as authorities kept referring questions from one ministry to the other. Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana referred questions to the Home Affairs Ministry, saying his office had not yet received any communication regarding Palmer's extradition.
We actually have a row at no prayer after the formal request has been made from the investigation side.
Deputy Home Affairs Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi referred Studio 7 to the Justice Ministry. Justice Ministry officials could not comment referring all questions to Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa, who also doubles as the Vice President. Police spokesperson Senior Assistant Commissioner Cherith Charamba said she could not say whether or not the police had communicated with the relevant ministries over Palmer's extradition, because the court is now seized with the matter of the killing of Siso the Lion. Meanwhile, the Director General of the Department of Parks and Wildlife, Edson Chidziya, issued a statement announcing the immediate suspension of the hunting of lions, leopards, and elephants outside the Wange National Park. Chidziya also announced that boar hunting had been suspended with immediate effect and no such hunting will be conducted unless it has been confirmed and authorized in writing by the Director General of his department. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.